By last year, Baker Middle School was in trouble. Student test scores just weren't cutting it. Only one in three seventh graders were meeting math standards. Half the students fell short in reading. Principal Steve Holmes knew he needed results.
What can we do as a school-wide reform that will help us raise those scores?
Holmes and the district decided to take a chance. Instead of throwing the staff out, they would flood the teachers with training. The goal was to get every teacher at Baker into the prestigious National Board certification process. It amounted to a test of an idealistic notion. We don't have to engineer a shiny new elite staff to turn a school around. With the right tools, ordinary teachers can become superstars.
We were given a golden opportunity based on the trust. If we didn't have that, the district would have said, well, let's start over.
It was a risky bet. Research has shown students do benefit from having a board-certified teacher, but as a way to turn around a whole school, it's still pretty untested.
We need to see results quickly. Our goal is to see a boost in those scores.
The certification is rigorous stuff. Just over 2% of all teachers get it. Over most of a year, candidates write lengthy essays and take high-stakes tests. They screen video of their classrooms, then sit and squirm while fellow teachers pick the lesson apart.
What's the cause of poverty in the world?
Sixth grade teacher Mark King is an 18-year veteran. This is his social studies class, and yeah, the audio is pretty low budget. Today's judges are Principal Holmes, math teacher Brenda Dunn, and certification coordinator Tara Edmond.
Why don't I give you about 30 seconds to discuss that with an elbow partner? Why is there poverty around the world? 30 seconds and we're going to call time. Ready? Go.
The students chat in pairs. The critics all like that. The first answers are about missing bills, sleeping in cars, things they've observed, or maybe experienced. 70% are on free and reduced lunch here.
So that would be the effect, but what about the cause? Why are people poor?
One of the recommendations that I had was separating out the causes versus evidence. Maybe they would be served better to have some sort of a graphic organizer or a teacher or something.
I totally agree with that.
Okay, what were you thinking, Elijah? Let me come back and think about it, because I know you had something.
The other one you're really going to need to break down, and now is the time to do it, is how you set up your classroom in a way that's safe for discussion. It's safe to be wrong, because as we talked about, some students were kind of afraid to just put their opinion out there.
So what was that like?
Terrifying. But it's also the most beneficial thing that I've ever done as a teacher, because it's forced me to listen to myself.
Normally, a teacher might get feedback once or twice a year. At Baker, teachers do four or five of these intensive critiques. Tara Edmond says after a few of these, you never see your classroom the same way.
I didn't notice until I had videotaped that I had almost nothing in the front of the room behind where the board was. I had no posters, no student work. Everything was on the sides or the back where I could see. And so ever since then, I've always sat in student desks to see what their perspective is, because you forget.
To get certified, teachers work mornings, evenings, and Saturdays for no extra pay, though the district pays their fees. Anna Halsey, who teaches deaf and hard of hearing kids, says the preparation, it's intense.
It was very much like doing an entire year of grad school.
Like a year of grad school plus full-time teaching?
Plus full-time teaching, yeah.
She says she's already seeing results in her classroom, but will they show up in the numbers? It's the last week of summer break, and the latest test scores have just come in.
There was a disappointment. I was hoping for a little bit more from our scores.
Now, there were bright spots. African-American 8th graders made strides, but that was offset by other drops. Especially stinging was that two Tacoma schools that did fire their teachers and overhaul their staffs got a big bounce in scores. Those schools also got big federal grants, while Baker only got modest help from the district.
The process that we're working on is more of a long-term. We're saying, okay, we're going to bump up scores. We're not relying on an infusion of cash to pay for things.
But Holmes knows the clock is ticking on his experiment with investing in teachers.
Parents, their kids are in school now. They don't want to hear, in 3 to 5 years, after your kid's already gone through our building, we'll have our scores where we want to be. They want to hear, what are you doing this year?
But people here say their strategy is making a difference. They say you can feel it in the classroom, hear it in the teacher's lounge chatter. And sometime soon, they believe it will lift those scores.
I don't feel shaken. As a model, I'm still firmly convinced that it's going to change Baker.
In the meantime, Holmes says watching his teachers push so hard to improve has only deepened his faith in them. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.